Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff that will help you there. With your business, whatever's going on, whatever you're excited about or frightened about or whatever you're working on, whether you're starting up or growing or getting rid of your business, you're ready to move on to do something else, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question. I want you to wade in on the poll question. This week, it's about the vice presidential pick. We want to know what you think about that. The Romney pick of Ryan for vice president. We're having a great visit with our new friend Ken Tinser. He's the CEO of SpiderWorks, the co-author of the book, The 90% Rule. 90%rule.com is the website. Is that right?
That's right.
And the book is available wherever books are sold?
If you go online to Amazon.com, that's the easiest way to get it.
All right, so check that out. And we're talking about innovation and branding, the connection between the two. I like what you said in the previous segment, Ken, you said, innovation drives marketing and marketing drives revenue. And folks, I really would like for you to write that down on a piece of paper, a post-it note or something, and put it on, write a bunch of them on post-it notes and put it on each other's forehead. That way, when you walk around looking at all your people, everybody will read that when you see each other. Innovation drives marketing, marketing drives revenue. I really believe that's the key. One of the keys to success in the what I'm calling the age of the customer, Ken. And talk to us some more about how we can make this happen.
Well, I think first I understand what business you're in, and that might seem fundamental, but so many people define their businesses by commodities, like I make chairs or things like that. And if you look at the great companies, I mean, you look at a Disney, and they're about fun, family, and entertainment. They've defined themselves not by, you know, the animated character that launched them so long ago, but by how they can bring delight to the customer. And Dove never defined themselves as being in the soap business. They talk to now Real Beauty in the beauty bar. So I think that's really the first step in being successful, to one, understanding your brand, and two, understanding how to delight your customer. And it gives you a much bigger platform to say, gee, how else can I work with my customer? How else can I bond with them than just saying, okay, should I make a brown chair or a blue chair today?
Well, and that's what people are looking for, isn't it? I mean, nobody, when they're looking for a product, when they're looking for soap, they know where the soap is. They know they can get soap. They're looking for a soap they can identify with, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's when you get to that soap aisle, you look at it, and again, you look at Dove, and you look at Real Beauty, and as a female, you think about everything they've encapsulated around the world with that Real Beauty, that it's okay to be you, and you say, you know what? I like that. I'm going to buy into that mm-hmm. philosophy.
Well, and every time I write a check for something that you know, I want to feel like, when I sign that check, I want to feel like that I'm getting something beyond just a commodity. I want to be happy about giving that check to that company. I imagine not that they're giving me a product or a service, but they're doing it in a way that adds value to my life. Because I can get that product or service anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I tell all the owners or managers I work with is, your opinion really doesn't matter because you're not writing the check. And a lot of them, you know, first they're taken aback, but when they start thinking about it, you know, what you just said is absolutely bang on. And that's who we should always be thinking about, are the people writing checks, so, either at the cash register or directly to us.
So maybe that would be the first thought starter for an innovation meeting, an ideation meeting, or whatever you want to call it. And that you say, okay, We know what people are excited about this month when they write us the check, but next month, when we want them to pay us on time, what are they going to be thinking about? Is what we're doing for them this month, is that going to be enough for next month? Is it going to pass muster? Is it going to be impressive enough? And if you can't say that it is, you better come up with innovation.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, starting with the customer in the middle, and when we do that with our little circular diagrams, that's where you got to start and finish every discussion.
I have been, for a long, long time now, Ken, I've been talking to my audience about the difference between what people want and what they need. What they need is a commodity. What they want is customization. And what they need is not where the innovation is going to come from, is it? It's going to come from what they want.
Absolutely. And today, you know, this is why I talk to small step or simple innovation. You know, we're obviously in a pretty tough place. We don't have to change our world in one fell swoop. I mean, again, I'll use the example of the TV show Storage Wars, and it's become, you know, so large. And it's all about small discoveries. And I think today that, you know, what we need and what we want, more importantly, is just that little extra added touch that we didn't expect from our service provider or our product provider.
Mm-hmm. Ken, give us the website again, please.
It's 90%rule.com, 90%rule.com.
And this, the kind of stuff we're talking about, is this is what you do for your clients, isn't it?
Absolutely. We help them understand who they are and understand how to delight their customers.
And how to convert their innovation into marketing and their marketing into revenue.
Absolutely.
90%rule.com is the website. The 90% Rule is the book. Ken Tencer, T-E-N-C-E-R, is our guest. Hey, Ken, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. We'll get you back another day to talk to us some more about this. He'll be back in another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.